And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed to him that he would thrust out a little from land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship on the water. Now, when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answered, saying unto him, Master, we have toiled all fucking night long, and we've taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'll let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which was on the other ship, that could come and help them, as they came and filled both the ships, so they began to sink. They had nothing, and then they got so much they were sinking. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, depart from me, you motherfucker. I am a sinful man, O Lord. He was astonished at all of them that were drowned with fishes in which they had taken. And so was also James and John and sons of Zebedee, which were the partners of Simon. And Jesus said to them, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And Bob's been rolling ever since. Then he got to the lepers. Then it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, can thou make me clean? And he said, yes, apply this magnesium in the dirt. Get some dirt minerals and wash it. And an eye salve out of the spittle so you can have some fucking lysine in your lipids so you can be immediately... The leprosy departed from the man. That's 13, Luke chapter 5. So when they come back and say, Bob, you did all this, we're going to say, oh, hell no. Luke told us all about it. Ain't no secrets in here. Oh, okay. And then he comes in, and then he comes on into the Sadducees. Don't worry. And the scribes and the Pharisees begin to reason. That's what's going on now. They begin to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can come against the church of the subgenius? Who can say that the cosmic awareness was not aware? Who can forgive the sins but Bob alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered, saying unto them, why reason ye in your hearts? Why, is it easy to say that sins be forgiven of these, or say, rise up and walk? But when you may know that the Son of Man has power upon the earth to forgive sins, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy couch and go into thy house. And immediately he rose up before them and took that wherein and lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying Bob. They were all amazed, like they always are every week, and they glorified Bob, and they still were fear, saying, we've seen strange things this day. And after this, he went forth and saw a publican. Bob just loves those fucking publicans. And Levi, sitting at the receipt for a custom, he said to him, follow me. And he left all alone, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans of the others that sat down with him. But the other scribes said, the Pharisees murmured against him, the disciples, saying, why do you not eat and drink with the publicans and sinners? All Canadians at the publicans and the sinners, that's all they're good for. They're not good for anything else. Otherwise, you're going to take their bodies and chop it up in little cans and sell it for treat meat, especially at public. It's good. And then Bob answered them, saying, they are the whole
are the Republicans Republicans?
They, Jesus answered, saying unto them, they are not whole, need not a physician, but the ones that are fucked up. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And he said unto them, why do the disciples of John feast often? Oh, wait, no, they fast often. No, they really feast often. And they make their prayers, and likewise the disciples and the Pharisees, they eat and drink. And he said to them, can ye make the children of bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and they shall have to fast in those days. And that's what y'all been doing. But now it's almost time to eat, because King David's fixing to give up the shewbread that he was too ashamed to eat. And that's what Absalom was all about. We're going to bring Absalom all the way back around. And no man putteth new wine. Listen. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles. Else the new wine will burst the bottles. and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But the new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved.
Awesome. Excellent, Ian.
Did you get that?
Yeah, that was really good. Good ending. We would like you to leave now. I want to say goodbye to everybody. And they don't want Ian around during the unrecorded part, because then we have to fucking deal with it, because it will be recorded. So thank you for
your performance, Ian.
Yes, wonderful.
Indeed.
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you, Ian.
Happy days. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks for flying with us.
Thank you for leaving. Bye-bye. Great that you're agreeing to the procedure here.
Like we have a real choice, but okay, it's all right.
Well, that was a good rant, that last one. That'll make the Hall of Fame. Oh, yeah, thanks for breaking my computer, Ian. Just want to thank everybody. We should give credits to everybody. I want to thank the support through this difficult time of my new computer. I hope I'll be able to fix it by next week. Else we'll be seriously handicapped. Let's see what they're saying over the... I wrote dubba-dubba-doo on the chat line. Who's doing their nails? I am still posting. Well, we're coming up to the great Frank Zappa send-off. The salutation to Austin and the band members. And one last fighting solo.
Bruce Fowler on trombone, Napoleon Murphy Brock on tenor sax and lead vocals, Terry Bozio on drums, Tom Fowler on bass, Denny Wally on slide, George Duke on keyboards, Captain Beefheart on vocals and soprano sax and madness. Thank you very much for coming to the concert tonight. Hope you enjoyed it. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.